U.S. school shootings, student walkouts challenge establishment. On the 14th of March, nearly a million students in the USA walked out of their schools to demand an end to gun violence. Some of these protests are reported below. These walkouts come after last February's horrific massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, in which 17 students were murdered and many more injured. After a seemingly endless catalogue of school massacres by gunmen, there is now a growing student movement demanding action to stop the violence through gun control. The movement has also denounced the powerful National Rifle Association, NRA, which backed Trump's presidential campaign, and the largely Republican politicians who do the bidding for the highly profitable gun lobby. In an article on the 21st of February, Parkland School Massacre, Youth Rise Up Against Violence and the NRA, Stephen Edwards of Socialist Alternative, U.S. co-thinkers of the Socialist Party, wrote, "The enormous number of military-style weapons that are available in the U.S. present a clear and present danger to working-class people and youth. A majority agree that we need reasonable limits on the type of firearms available, and also restrictions on the ability of people with a history of violence and threats of violence to have access to them. There are many reasons for the scale of violence, but all point back to the savage history of American capitalism and the brutal alienation and inequality it engenders today. We reject the idea that only the state can be trusted with weapons. The history of police and military interventions is one of attacks on unions and civil rights organizations. And as we have seen in too many instances, the ability of the police to shoot unarmed suspects, particularly people of color, without consequence. San Francisco. Thousands of students from high schools across San Francisco protested against the NRA, the gun manufacturers, and the broader systemic violence of racism and exploitation that they've grown up in. At 10:30 a.m., students began crowding the steps of City Hall, despite a heavy mid-morning rain. Every 10 minutes for an hour, a new contingent of students would arrive, swelling their numbers to roughly 1,000, and forcing the closure of the street. While a few politicians came out to voice their support for the demonstrators, the one-hour rally had a majority of student speakers. Almost everyone highlighted the criminal role the NRA has played in profiting off the deaths of students. Several student speakers linked their call for gun control with the need to end racism and sexism, and situated gun violence within the broader systemic violence caused by capitalism. After the rally ended, students began their march to San Francisco's Ghirardelli Square, one of the more popular tourist destinations in the city. Storming down Market Street, students took turns leading chants of "Hey, hey, NRA, how many kids did you kill today?" along with "What do we want? Gun control. When do we want it? Now, and no more silence. End gun violence." Student leaders made clear that this was just the beginning, and pointed to the March for Our Lives on the 24th of March as a next step towards building a youth-led movement for gun control. One speaker received strong applause when he spoke to the need to keep their movement independent from the politicians. Chicago. Well over 1,000 students walked out of Lane Tech in a student-organized, albeit administration-sanctioned, event. The response to "Our flyer and our slogans, end gun violence, sustain the student movement, and fight back against capitalism," was met with enthusiastic support. Columbus. The Columbus City Schools Board declared the 14th of March to be a district-wide Safer Together Day in support of the walkouts, but it was student leaders in high schools across the district who took action in planning the walkouts and rallied their classmates together to speak out against gun violence and the NRA. Organizers with the local Youth Empower Group, a youth organization of the Women's March, played an important role in helping coordinate, promote, and support the student organizing efforts. At South High School, a predominantly black high school on the south side of Columbus, approximately 200 students walked out of classes in freezing temperatures and gathered on the track field for 17 minutes in honor of the Parkland shooting victims. Student organizers voiced the need for continued action in the form of walkouts and rallies to push legislators to pass meaningful gun reform to address the epidemic of mass school shootings. There was an understanding that youth will need to keep building pressure and organizing walkouts, protests, and occupations to force politicians to acquiesce to demands for gun control. While there was overwhelming support for a ban on assault weapons, students correctly recognize the persistent action that will be needed to effectively challenge the corporate status quo politicians who accept thousands in donations from the NRA. Many students also called for broader demands to address school and community safety. About 300 students descended on the state capitol building to speak with representatives and to hold a rally on the steps of the state house. During the rally, students included calls to demilitarize schools and fund social workers and counselors. The rally ended with chants of "counselors, not cuffs." Organizations including Socialist Alternative have been working alongside students from across the region to mobilize the largest possible turnout on the 24th of March. Seattle. Students held signs with slogans like, "Enough, arm me with books not bullets, not today NRA and fear has no place in our schools #NEVERAGAIN. Despite the nationwide call only being for a 17-minute walkout, students from across the city stayed out and converged on the University of Washington for a more sustained protest and march. Many high school students Socialist Alternative spoke to identified as socialists. Some even were conscious of capitalism as a root cause of alienation and gun violence, as well as seeing the need for fundamental system change. Read the full reports at socialistalternative.org.